This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Ukraine's state energy company said Thursday it was limiting electricity use in multiple regions of the country after Russian attacks overnight targeted energy infrastructure. The company said damage from the strikes included equipment in the central part of the country. It said restrictions on power use are necessary to avoid network overloads and to make it easier to fix damaged facilities. Meanwhile, a Russian-installed official in Crimea said Thursday an overnight drone attack targeted a thermal power plant in the Russian-annexed peninsula. The official said there was no threat to the power supply and that there were no casualties. Meanwhile, in the United States, at a news conference, U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said while China is listed as the nation's biggest security challenge, the National Defense Strategy also highlights Russia.
The NDS bluntly describes Russia as an acute threat. And we chose the word acute carefully. Unlike China, Russia can't systemically challenge the United States over the long term. But Russian aggression does pose an immediate and sharp threat to our interests and values.
Austin spoke to reporters as the U.S. Defense Department released an 80-page unclassified report describing the United States' latest national defense strategy. Russia has called on the UN Security Council to launch an investigation into what it calls the military biological activities of the United States in Ukraine. This, according to a statement by Russia's foreign ministry. The United States and Ukraine deny the existence of any laboratories to produce biological weapons in Ukraine. And the United Nations says it is not aware of any biological weapons program in Ukraine. From Washington, this is VOA News. British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak will not attend the COP27 climate summit that begins in Egypt next month, this according to his office Thursday. It said other senior ministers will go instead, allowing him to focus on domestic issues and a major fiscal statement. Sunak became Prime Minister of Britain on Monday. He's delayed an autumn fiscal statement to November 17th as he looks to tackle a cost-of-living crisis and restore international economic credibility damaged in the short tenure of his predecessor, Liz Truss. Northern Ireland politicians are making a last-ditch effort to break a political impasse triggered by Brexit that has stopped the formation of a functioning government in Belfast. And the European Central Bank has made another large interest rate hike. VOA's Diane Roberts has more.
The ECB has piled on another outsized interest rate hike aimed at squelching out-of-control inflation, increasing rates at the fastest pace in the euro crisis history, and raising questions about how far the band intends to go with a threat of recession looming over the economy. The 25-member governing council raised its interest rate benchmark by 0.75 percentage point at a meeting in Frankfurt, matching its record increase from last month and joining the U.S. Federal Reserve in making a series of rapid hikes to tackle soaring consumer prices. Diane Roberts, VOA News.
The chief of staff of U.S. President Joe Biden has been warned for retweeting a political message on his government Twitter account. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani has more.
The Office of Special Counsel says Ron Klain violated the Hatch Act, which bans government officials from using their official roles to influence elections. A conservative group led by Trump advisor Stephen Miller had complained about a retweet in May. The Office of Special Counsel said last year, Miller and several other Trump officials repeatedly violated the Hatch Act with Trump's approval. Biden spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre often cites that law in deflecting political questions, noting earlier this week,
I have to be careful of what I say because we do respect the Hatch Act here in this administration.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
A fire at Venezuela's smallest oil refinery has been brought under control, according to the Venezuelan Interior Minister. This as the country's largest refining facilities restart following a power outage last week. The minister said the fire started on Wednesday when a fuel tank was struck by lightning. And once again, our top story this hour, Ukraine State Energy Company said Thursday it was limiting electricity use in multiple regions of the country. This after Russian attacks overnight targeting Ukraine's energy infrastructure. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.